Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. The role of social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and others in modern society continues to grow, even influencing the recent U.S. presidential election. But should there be rules on how you can express yourself on social media? Is there such a thing as cyber civics?
This is the problem. It's a toxic community out there right now, and I don't want that for our children.
That's Katie Schumacher. She's the author of Don't Press Send, A Mindful Approach to Social Media, An Education in Cyber Civics. Cyber Citizenship on today's American Cafe. There are an estimated 1.79 billion active users of Facebook as of this year. As of the third quarter of 2016, the microblogging service Twitter averaged 370 million monthly active users, including President-elect Donald Trump. But with sites like Facebook and Twitter, are there, or should there be, rules on how you behave? Are you free to say anything to anybody about any subject? Or are some things off limits? Well, today we're going to talk to Katie Schumacher. She's a mother of three teenagers, a teacher, and the author of Don't Press Send, A Mindful Approach to Social Media, An Education in Cyber Civics. Katie told me that her book and her campaign for cyber civility arose out of her experience with her own kids.
Well, I saw firsthand within my own home how my children were growing up drastically different than myself, and some of the morals and values that pertain to living in a civil society were being pushed aside. That the rules that pertain in our communities, in our schools, were not being carried over into what I call a cyber community. And today's children and adults are mostly communicating in a cyber community, and yet there aren't any rules. So when I went to my children's open school night, the principal was explaining all the problems they were having in the schools and that it was seeping into their education. I said, something has to be done. This is getting out of control. So I spoke to the principal, asked her if I can come up with something and give them simple guidelines to live by so that they can use technology, because it's here to stay. It's not changing. And that's how it began. And then it got very big, very fast because of the need.
And you talk about making a safer and kinder cyber community. Some of the rhetoric, particularly in relation to the recent election of President-elect Trump, has been rather vitriolic on both sides.
Yes.
By the way, not
which was yes. It when presidential candidates are having Twitter wars, we have a problem. Because I'm trying to teach parents as well as students. I do student presentations and parent presentations. And what I'm trying to teach parents is to be very careful of what we are modeling. Because we know the difference. I can look someone in the eye. I am emotionally connected to my peers. Our children have a very weak empathetic skill because that screen emotionally disconnects them. So when I ask parents, that if you're constantly on Facebook, or you're telling your kids to constantly post things, or you're posting things all the time, you have to remember we're pushing that narcissistic, that voyeuristic behavior on our children. And the level of kindness and or unkindness that happens within a cyber community was modeled during that behavior. The words they use, the words or the actions that they spoke even during debates. That this is a problem. It's a toxic community out there right now. And I don't want that for our children. I can surround myself as an adult with people who don't do that because that's important to me. But when this is only what our children know, it's only going to get worse.
So what are some steps that people can take? What do you recommend?
Well, I can tell you because my community was the first community I started with 4 years ago now. And I already see the positive change. That when someone writes something unkind, kids don't press the like button anymore. When someone sends an inappropriate picture, right away they're deleting it and they're not passing it around because, one, it's illegal, and, two, they knew the ramifications for themselves of having it on their phone could be great. That I try to teach them that, unfortunately, we've given them devices that they are not mature enough for. adolescents are impulsive by nature, and now we're giving them a device. And I did it myself. My children all have them. And the level of the number of people doing things incorrect or inappropriate or not kind is very high, one, because we didn't give them rules, and two, because they're adolescents, and we all make mistakes, and that's part of growing up, but they're the being documented. So for me, I think we need to really stick to the pledge, which is what my program is based upon, which is also an app, that give them these guidelines, let them use technology, because technology is not the problem. It's when it's abused or used in incorrect ways, that's the problem. And give them the structure. Kids feel, they tell you, they feel so much better now that they have rules. They feel safe when there's rules. It's not a safe environment when you don't know who's going to say what, and that's allowed. I mean, the number of children who have killed themselves because the level of cruelty, the cyberbullying that goes on. Everyone's tough behind the keyboard. So one of the pledges is don't write things you wouldn't say face-to-face.
Now, also, you talk about an education in cyber civics. What responsibility do the social media companies like Facebook or like Instagram have in this?
I don't know how much they can prevent it, but they can certainly, if someone is, I think that they should, if someone's being, if they're notified that this person is doing X, Y, or Z, they're off the site. That's what they should be doing. I know that Twitter has mentioned something about that, almost like when you buy something online and there's stars or there's ratings, that people can do that. That if there's someone who's problematic on social media, then he needs to get off. And you as the server need to say, you know what, we don't condone this kind of behavior, so you have three strikes or whatever they decide. They're not really doing much. I don't know if it's their place. I don't think that they created these sites to cause harm or to create this hostile environment. But when we see grown-ups, I mean, grown-ups are doing this. Cyber civics is needed. Civics is not even taught in history classes anymore. We need to find technology's place, and we need to teach our children guidelines and strategies to use it kindly and safely, because it's not a fad. It's not going anywhere. And the rules change from when we grew up till now. It's a very different world.
That's author Katie Schumacher. If you want to learn more about her movement, you can find her at don'tpresssend.org. We'd love to know your opinion about this show. Now, you can log on to our Facebook page at VOA American Cafe. You can also find previous shows on our website, voanews.com. Click on the red Listen tab and look under Our Broadcast Programs. For all the folks at VOA, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.